This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है इसके फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में एक लाभ मिलेगा जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी
The minister said that the government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies.
कैसे हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों में एलपीजी गैस अफोर्डेबल रहे कम से कम दाम पे मिले उसके लिए 30,000 करोड़ रुपए की सब्सिडी आज अप्रूव हुई है गैस के प्राइसेस जिस तरह से आज की जियोपॉलिटिक्स है उस जियोपॉलिटिक्स में गैस के प्राइस ऊपर नीचे होते हैं तो उसमें मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को कैसे हम इंसुलेट करके रखें उनके ऊपर कोई नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट न पड़े ये सोच के ये फैसला लिया गया
Construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's largest freight train, Rudrastra. The trial run was conducted from the Ganj Khwaja railway station in Chandoli, Uttar Pradesh to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 km in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 km per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that 4.5 km long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division of East Central Railway to Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. Delhi Assembly has passed the School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, which gives veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes, ensuring that school managements cannot unilaterally impose fee increases. Delhi Education Minister Ashish Sood told Assembly that even if a single parent member disagrees, the proposal for fee hike will not be approved. He said they will have veto power and the management cannot impose its decision unilaterally, according to the provisions of the Delhi Education Transparency in Fixation and Regulation of Fees Bill 2025, schools found arbitrarily hiking fee could face penalties ranging from fines to losing their right to propose fee revisions in the future. The bill lays out that if a school charges fee beyond the permitted limit, it must refund the excess amount within 20 working days. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on August 15. Trump said this in a post on Truth Social yesterday. Trump has not met with Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that Washington has no plans to recognize a Palestinian state, highlighting a key difference with Britain as the two allies discuss the crisis in Gaza. Speaking in Kent, England, Vance questioned the practicality of recognition given the lack of a functional government there. In under 19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.